Zelensky to Trump, Ukraine is ready for a full and unconditional ceasefire. By Francis Martel on May 20, 2025. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky declared in a statement following a conversation with President Donald Trump on Monday his country is ready for a full and unconditional ceasefire, asserting that Russia, the invading country, must be convinced to agree to one. President Trump spoke to Zelensky on Monday before and after a separate phone conversation with Russian strongman Vladimir Putin, which the American president spoke favorably about. Trump's direct conversation with Putin followed a chaotic week for Ukraine peace talks in which Putin initially proposed a ceasefire. Zelensky responded by flying to Turkey and challenging Putin to meet him in person, and Putin rejected the invite. Low-level Ukrainian and Russian delegations held talks in Istanbul on Friday that did not lead to any meaningful reduction in violence. Russian demands are detached from reality and go far beyond anything that was previously discussed. They include ultimatums for Ukraine to withdraw from its territory for a ceasefire and other non-starters and non-constructive conditions, an unnamed Ukrainian official complained, the UK Times reported. Russia first invaded Ukraine in 2014. Colonizing its Crimean Peninsula, and has been actively backing pro-Russian separatists in the eastern Donbas region since. In 2022, Putin announced a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, arguing that Zelensky, who was democratically elected, was an illegitimate Nazi dictator. That invasion has led to the Russian conquest of the entire Donbas region and the Ukrainian territories of Kherson and Zaporizhia. Under former President Joe Biden, the United States effusively financed the Ukrainian war effort and did not effectively advocate for an end to the conflict. President Trump has prioritized dialogue leading to an end in the video and proposed several potential mediating entities in addition to America, including Turkey and the Vatican. Zelensky announced in a message posted to social media on Monday that he held two separate phone conversations with Trump. The second, a conference call also featuring several heads of government around the world including French President Emmanuel Macron, Finnish President Alexander Stubb, and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. This is a defining moment. The world can now see whether its leaders are truly capable of securing a ceasefire and achieving real, lasting peace, Zelensky wrote. He emphasized that Ukraine is ready for a full and unconditional ceasefire and Ukraine is ready for direct negotiations with Russia in any format that brings results. Turkey, the Vatican, Switzerland, we are considering all possible venues, Zelensky affirmed. It is not necessary to convince Ukraine. And our representatives are prepared to make real decisions in negotiations. What's needed is a mirrored readiness from Russia to engage in meaningful talks. If the Russians are not ready to stop the killings, he continued, there must be stronger sanctions. Pressure on Russia will push it toward real peace. This is obvious to everyone around the world. Zelensky concluded by reiterating a call for more sanctions on Russia if necessary, and a plea to America to not distance itself from the talks and the pursuit of peace, because the only one who benefits from that is Putin. The Ukrainian president appeared to be addressing frustrations that Trump expressed on Monday following his conversation with Putin, lamenting that big egos were getting in the way of peace. I said, when are we going to end this bloodshed, this bloodbath? It's a bloodbath, and I do believe he wants to end it, Trump said of his conversation with Putin. I tell you, big egos involved, but I think something's going to happen. And if it doesn't, I just back away and they're going to have to keep going, he added. The remarks to reporters were less favorable than Trump's written statement posted to his social media site, Truth Social. Related, exclusive, Witkoff details path to peace in Ukraine. I believe it went very well. Russia and Ukraine will immediately start negotiations toward a ceasefire and, more importantly, an end to the war, he wrote of his conversation with Putin. The tone and spirit of the conversation were excellent. If it wasn't, I would say so now, rather than later. Russia wants to do large-scale trade with the United States when this catastrophic bloodbath is over, and I agree, Trump continued. There is a tremendous opportunity for Russia to create massive amounts of jobs and wealth. Its potential is unlimited. Likewise, Ukraine can be a great beneficiary on trade, in the process of rebuilding its country. Zelensky got his elevated sanctions on Tuesday in the form of a 17th sanctions package by the European Union, which features several member countries who rely on Russia for their fossil fuel needs. Zelensky thanked EU President Ursula von der Leyen in a phone call on Tuesday and reportedly urged Europe to consider more meaningful sanctions given its high volume of trade with Russia. Russian oil, energy trade infrastructure, banks, and financial schemes, these are the areas that hurt Russia the most, and therefore contribute the most to peace. I thank everyone who advocates for tougher sanctions and makes strong decisions, Zelensky wrote in his statement on Tuesday. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.